Good afternoon. This is September 22nd, 1994, and it's a part two of Maitreya's lecture on paravipras at the Feast of Tabernacles.
Dear students, how are you doing today? Are you students or you are masters, huh? Interesting crowd last night, huh? Give politician crowd. They act like monkeys, don't they? Jumping up and down and going. I was having fun of them. They're incredible. That's energy. Let's get it. Take a minute of silence. God came to our body and to our unity, and like a lotus petals around the center, each as a petal around this table, all connected to the root. That was the evolution lecture last night, last yesterday, huh? Did she eventually get to tell what I was was giving away?
But not the same day.
Does anybody remember what the part about? What was the part I was giving away?
About the
evolving manner.
Creation is saying the universe was there, be.
That's right. God said be, and it was. We say what? God evolved things just like human does. If we are in His image, I'm gonna go ahead and tell it after all. You know,
yeah, that's much better.
if we are in His image, we do the same thing, don't we? We evolve things. We make something, and then we perfect it little by little. It's the same thing with God. So that makes sense that creation is the concept that let be and there was, and that was it. That's perfect. It was perfect from the beginning. It's going to be perfect forever. But even now we can see the evolution. For instance, the endangered species or those who are already destroyed in our lifetime. What about those? If God's supposed to create them and they're going to be forever, they're not here forever. But God. Illogical, very illogical. They're not from planet Spock. That was the planet Vulcan. They're not very logical people at all. Okay, today we're going to talk about the coming of the kingdom. Okay, we described yesterday who is a Sadvipra, didn't we? We established who Sadvipra is. We eventually even, you know, talk about, you know, what kind of characteristic he has. Now we say, okay, so what? You just made up the Sadvipra part of the whole thing, and what do we need Sadvipra anyway?
I wonder if people understand Sadvipra.
I mean Paravipra, sorry. Uh-huh. Well, we used to call them, right. Baba called them Sadvipra. And somebody told us that's such a Sadvipra. They're very sad people. You know, so we decided to call them para-vipra. Actually, para means beyond. Vipra means intellect. Okay. Para-vipra means beyond intellect. And that is why we changed the name from sad-vipra, which Baba brought as concept of the who is sad-vipra. Of course, what we say is who is sad-vipra also is different what Baba says. What Sadvipra is. So Paravipra. So when I say Sadvipra, I mean Paravipra. And so we establish who Paravipras are. Okay. Now we want to see why we need Paravipras and where does the whole thing fall in the prophecies and how God said that we will have, you know, the elected people. those who have they will bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. If you read in Daniel, okay, first of all, King Nebuchadnezzar, he had a dream. Okay, in Daniel, and he asked all the wise men of the kingdom come to him, and he asked. He said, "I have a dream, but I'm not going to tell you what the dream is. Okay, if you are wise enough, you tell me what the dream is, and then I believe in your interpretation." Well, how can we know what your dream is? You know, we can't tell you what the dream is. And eventually somebody said there is a man by the name Daniel, that he has the prophet ability and prophecy, and he's a wise person. And he asked Daniel to come, and Daniel told him this, that the king had a dream of an image. This image head was a fine gold, his breast and his arms silver, his belly and thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part iron and part of clay. Those sawest till that a stone was cut up without hands, she smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and break them to pieces. Also, it was a very interesting image, but its foundation was on what? On clay. It didn't have any much of a support. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broke to pieces together and became like the chaff of summer threshing floors,
thrashing floors,
and the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them, and the stone that smote the image became great mountain and filled the whole earth. So then he goes on and he explains to the king that each of these parts of gold, silver, brass, and iron, and clay and iron, each of them are a kingdom which will come. Okay. But as they come, they lose their fineness. Okay. Silver, gold is the probably one of the best metal we have on earth, okay. After plate, platinum probably. But gold also is the symbol of warmthness. It has a warmthness in it. Silver still is pretty precious, but it's not as precious as gold. And then goes to brass, and then to iron, and eventually to iron and clay. And so he says there's going to be five kingdoms are going to come to humanity. And as this kingdom comes, the fineness will going to decrease in value. Okay. Until a stone is going to be cut from, not of a hand of a man. If it's not cut from the hand of man, where is it cut from? It's cut from heaven. Cut come from God. Okay. And this stone is going to hit the feet of that statue and destroy the whole thing to nothingness. And it's going to be so destroyed that it's never going to be found. Completely going to be God. Okay. So, and then it goes, as we said, talking about these are the kingdom of the earth. Okay. That stone is what? A small thing, isn't it? Very little. But a stone will increase and become a mountain. And that mountain will fill the whole earth. Okay. Now, as we see, what is the shape of the mountain? Triangle upward. What is triangle upward in our teaching? The hierarchy. Hierarchy on the earth. Okay. Also, he's talking about the kingdom. The king's gonna come. What is the kingdom? Kingdom is also a hierarchy. It's the king and, you know, vazir or second person. What's the second person called?
Minister.
Minister or, you know, the head minister or the wise man. And then the less wise man and go down and down. But that's also a hierarchy. Okay. And then we are talking about the kingdom, hierarchy. But this image is earthly kings. Okay. To understand, you know, what they're talking about, now we can go back to the flood of Noah. If you remember, after flood of Noah, we teach that Noah had three sons. Each of these sons were symbolized for one or two different type of human. His sons were who? Do you remember? Shem, Ham, Japheth. Good. You're reading your books, huh? Yeah, very good. I'm very pleased with your progress, you know that? Very good, you're really doing very good there.
Don't tell me that.
Yeah, really.
But you have to, but you have a long way to go. So, the ham is not good for you. Very interesting. The ham is the symbol of the two kind of humans. The Shudras, or workers, and Katriyans, or warriors. What Shudras? Shudras are usually very simple-minded, down-to-earth people that they are really interested in day-to-day life. And their most concern is, where I'm going to live, where's the next food come from? Okay. As well as that's provided, they're pretty happy life, and that's all they're concerned about. And if that's provided, they really don't care about anything else much, you know. And, which is okay, actually, that's a great place to be, you know. I know, I sometimes feel, that's a great place, you know, you just are satisfied, have a food, have a place, and that's it. You're happy. And that's all they care about. But, of course, because of that is the only concern you have, also you have a lot of fear. Because you're so attached to the physiological and safety. Okay. Where is my next food come from? How about if I didn't get my food? So I probably should do something about it, that my food always be provided and I had enough a place to live and all this. So there's a lot of fear in them. Okay. So after flood of Noah, we can see the another class start emerging. That we call them Katriyans, or warriors, which started with Nimrud. Nimrud was the first king, is mentioned in Bible, that he created the kingdom, and his kingdom was Babel. Of course, eventually he ended up to become Babylon, and become symbol of babbling. Nothing gets done, just like last night. Everybody babbled and babbled and babbled, but at the end everything fizzed away and nothing. And then we told them, stay and let's make a decision. Everybody just boom, left, because they are afraid. We'll ask them to volunteer for something. We'll see next meeting to see if they're going to come. Maybe they just got tired of it. And the warriors, or the characteristics of the Katriyans, are they are very courageous. Courageous. Okay? Because they're Just imagine there's a tribe or some people, some Shudras are living there. And
me too.
Hunter. And there's a volcano close to the village. And these people are worshiping this volcano. And they're all going, hey, hi, hey, hi, that's our name. Drum and jumping and... And sometimes one of these guys said, hey, I want to go see what's up there. All these shoots say, no, no, don't go. It's going to eat you up and swallow you. And God's up there. You can't go up there. You can't even look at that, you know, God's up there. But this person is a courageous person. He's a Catherine, okay? He has the, you know, he has the leadership ability. He will go. No one have gone before. Okay, so he goes up to the mountain and goes volcano. Just fire comes out. Nothing is up. But and says, okay, really, there's no God up here. You know. He comes back. The moment he comes back, the people say, hey, he went and saw God and came back and is still alive. So he is a God himself. So they start worshiping him. This is not worshiping the mountain anymore. So he become chief of the place or the medicine man or whatever. Medicine man probably is more a spiritual person. But he become the god and also he become is courageous. They accept him as the leader. So the captains have the leadership ability. They like honor. They you know they like to you know protect their subjects, so they have that the quality of the Katyan. So the chief become attack other tribes and become chief of a couple of tribes, and couple of tribes attack a couple of other tribes after become a nation or a big territorial nations and emperors. So really that period after the flood of Noah, we can see kind of a kingdom period. Kings come, okay, the Katyan period. Now, Nebuchadnezzar, according to this image, is the gold, the head of the image. So he is the cultivation of the highest level of the kings coming to picture. After that, Daniel says, it's a decline there from gold become to silver and brass and all that. So we can see there is a decline in that image. Okay. So Nebuchadnezzar was around what? How many? Around 3,000 years ago? 3,500 years ago, something like that. After that comes the Persian Empire. And after that become Grecian Empire. And then Roman Empire. And of course, defeat. This is defeat and defeat. It goes the rhyme there. And in this period, the period of intellectual stuff. The warrior class is placed with the intellectual development. And in Daniel also this prophesied that in the time of the Roman Empire there is going to be a little horn comes. Okay. In that little horn will destroy the prophets and destroy the many things on earth. Change the time, okay? Change because so in midnight, the way we count the time is a Roman, okay, inheritance that we are following. As we said many times, we say this is 12 o'clock in the midnight, and then 1 minute later, it is 1 o'clock in the morning.
It's pitch dark.
Yeah. It's a pitch dark here, right? That's right. Again, very illogical. But that is also prophesied. That little horn will change the name, will change many things. and they did. They changed the time, they changed the holy days, they changed many things that we are following now that has nothing to do with God. That's another thing I noticed last night. Nobody, the word God didn't come once for 2 hours. Nobody said, let's see what God wants us to do. See? They're all saying, that's what we are going to do. That was another observation from last night. Anyway, so that little horn will come to humanity. Okay? And that little horn changes these things, and intellectual domination increases to the point we are now. And that domination of the intellect lasts for 2,300 years. Okay. As it said, a time at a time and dividing of time, or 2,300 days. Okay. So it lasts 2,300 years. So probably it starts 300 years before Christ. And Christ came 2,000 years ago. So we are pretty close to the end of this domination. And we can see the signs that intellectual understanding are losing their ground more and more. And more people are bringing different theories, bringing different alternatives to the way we think with our process. Even evolution itself, okay, it is not something completely written in stone. For instance, they were saying that all humans have come from Homo sapiens. Okay, but now there is an understanding that hey, maybe humans did evolve from different species in different Earth. Okay, and they might not have come from the same species. I have a theory on that myself. That's for another day. Another day. So this decline of the kingship and coming of the intellectual domination increased by this time. When was the high, the zenith, the heights of the intellectual strength? In the Renaissance, you know, suddenly, you know, the intellectuals, they, with the revolution, they brought a new way of thinking to humanity. Now, what is, after this intellectual domination comes, after these five kings come, that is when that stone comes. What is that stone? You don't tell me.
Revelation,
God, kingdom of heaven on earth. Okay. Good. Okay. But how is it gonna come? Our teaching. That's the way, you know, it's explained how the kingdom comes. Do you think we can bring the kingdom with the people that did deal last night? Or should we have communities of light? Do you think it's going to come from the community? It's going to come from the people who are responsible. Well, as we said, responsible, self-policing, and self-examining people who are interested in the community, get involved. Not the moment said, we are going to make a decision, everybody goes boom, all over the place. Okay. That's what I was talking about. That is the catch-22. We have to create the kingdom. We are reaching out to the community, but we need responsible individuals. But we don't have responsible individuals. At least, not as much as we used to. Because they have become one. What is it for me and only? They came only there because they had a concern about the module homes. I see that's what I've been told many times with many people I talk to. They do volunteer work, or they said, as for the people have a concern that it concerns them, they come to your meetings. The moment it doesn't concern them anymore, they're gone. Are they responsible people? Are the people that think about the kingdom of heaven on earth? So that's why that education comes. That's what we all are teachers. We have to educate people that they have to become community aware. They have to get involved. It is a base of the kingdom. Now I tell them, you know, to our neighbors, if you guys don't support me, I can do nothing for you. Okay? If I don't get support, if even I can do something for you, I won't. Okay? Because we are trying to create individuals that they think about the kingdom of heaven on earth. They think about God. They think about mission and what we're talking about here. That's what is in it for me. Otherwise, I can't do anything about it. So, we have to create communities. We have to create awareness. We have to educate people. They have to grow up. That is the time of growing up for humanity. Okay. That we have to bring His kingdom on earth. And our happiness is also related to not being always thinking about me. Because What is human needs? What is the human longing? Is this finite? Do you think our longings are finite? Our longing is infinite. Really, the only way you can satisfy the thirst for happiness or our longing is by understanding the infinite. What makes you happy? Anybody? What makes you happy? Having a lot of money or home or whatever. What makes you happy?
Okay.
You tricked me. I mean from the material point of view. Let's have a house
travel.
Travel. Okay. Don't you want to have an airplane? That sounds good, huh? Have an airplane. Come on.
Well, yacht.
You
want me to? All right.
Okay. You see.
Travel more.
Yacht. How about the yacht?
Travel.
Okay.
And cruise you all around the world.
Okay.
Trip all around the world. Every port.
Right, so again, give sad song there.
Yeah,
that's a yacht. That's right. That's a yacht from God. That isn't God. Yeah. Having a yacht, having an airplane, okay. Now what?
A spaceship.
You want a spaceship? No, why not? If you get a place that you can buy a spaceship, probably people want to buy a spaceship. So, see, it never ends. Your happiness is not related to something out of you. Okay. People are having all those things, but they still are not happy. So this is the stone. Our mission is small, okay, but it already hit the feet of the statue. Okay, that's why it's crumbling. And that's again our salvation. Okay? No matter what happens, last night I was having fun. I really did. I was just looking at these people. They're chomping, chomping, chomping.
I was too
young.
How come he's having such a good time?
I was having. But the whole idea was these people were concerned about the module homes and they wanted to talk to these realtors. We facilitated, brought the people 2 years ago, my job was done. Okay. And then the only thing left was to have fun. And I did have, I really enjoyed it. I really had fun last night with the way the people, you know, was acting and reacting. it was great. And so you can see it's already hit the feet of the statue. And the statue is crumbling. And it says, not only it's crumbled, you will not find it anymore. It's completely will be gone. Okay. But of course it takes time. Okay. It's going to take some time before it happens. Now, this is the spiritual explanation of what's going to happen. Or what's the historical explanation of what took place. As we said, after the flood of Noah, there was 5 classes of people. And the first class was Shulam, was workers. And we said, the Shudra looked into Kshatriyas, the warrior class, and Kshatriyas became a dominating class. Okay. And the interesting thing is, in each period of history, this one class dominates. Okay, other. The only class really doesn't dominate is Shudra, the workers. Okay, they only dominate in the revolutions. When the revolution happens, in the moment after revolution, there is a chaos. The period there is a chaos. People loot, and this is just like when there was riot in Los Angeles. Okay, who went and did those riots? This is the people. They hold themselves back. Because they don't, they feel they don't have any power to do anything. The moment the authority is not there, they riot and destroy and do whatever they think they can get away in that very short span of time. But what happened? When they do that, who comes in and bring the order? Police. Who are the policemen? They're Kshatriyas. Okay, they have the Kshatriyan mentality. They want to keep the order. Okay, so always. After that short period after revolution, it's the Kshatriyan class which takes over the society. Okay, and we saw that after the flood of Noah, the Kshatriyan class came. We have a lot of kings, okay, and kingdom come until the Roman Empire. Okay, what happened? Who lost the power to from Kshatriyans? They lost it to intellectuals. How? How did they lose the power of the intellectuals? Do you know?
I think so, but that's okay.
Yeah. Just go ahead.
Mm-hmm. The Kshatriyans aren't good managers, and so they would have ministers that would actually start managing the material.
Okay. You see, as the kingdom gets larger and larger, what do you need? You need ministers. You need political understanding. You need tools. Okay. You need people who can deal with other kingdoms and become administer the great kingdom and the hierarchy and the bureaucracy that is necessary. Okay. If the kingdom become larger and larger, what you need? You need a bureaucracy, you need a hierarchy. Who is, do you think the Kshatriyan has the ability to do that? No. They're very good in just go and get over things and, you know, fight and calm people. But after they calm people, they don't know what to do with it. Okay. That's when you need administration. That's where intellectuals start coming to the picture. They start become the ministers. Okay, there was the king, but he had to have ministers and wise men and all those things. Exactly, public relation and all that. And we can, and little by little, the intellectual become more and more powerful than the king. After a while, actually, of course, the intellectual are smart. Okay, so they didn't destroy the king to take the over. They said, okay, you are the king. You sit there. But we do the thing. Like after a while, the king become a head. Just like the very example of it was the Europe. that there was many kings, but most of the thing was run with the Catholic Church. Okay. They were telling the kings what to do and what not to do, and they were more powerful. But they didn't destroy the kingdoms. They let the kings stay there. Okay? But they did whatever they wanted to do. So intellectual little by little took over. And intellectuals become more important. And in Roman Empire, of course, they brought the separation of powers to Senate and parliaments and Tsar, and so they separated the thing and brought the democratic process to their system. So that's where, you know, you can see the intellectual understanding start come to humanity from Rome and also Greece. Greeks, there was what was those philosophers, great philosophers?
Aristotle,
Socrates, and Socrates. They brought those ideas about intellectual things. Okay. And also, each these people have a special character. For instance, the Shudras, as we said, they like, you know, work and they're interested only physiological and safety needs. But at the same time, there's no class that we don't need. We need all the classes. Okay, it's not something, it's bad to be a Shudra. You know, it's looked at, oh no, he's a Shudra, he's untouchable, and just like in India, they have, okay, there is a special class that are untouchable. You know, that's ridiculous. You know, there's nothing God created which is untouchable. Everything is touchable. And God is created everything good. And that is why, well, we need Shudras, because they do what? They get work done on the society. If there is no Shudra, everybody sits there and starts thinking, you know, nothing gets done. And everything gets said in the thinking process. Okay, Kshatriyas, of course, are courageous. They are leaders. They go to the new situations without even fearing the situations. You know, that's what probably intellectuals like them too, like the king, because king was very courageous, you know, individual, and he could just get to the new situations. Okay, but at the same time, you know, they are authoritative. They are and they are they're afraid of change. Okay, just look at these juntas in Haiti. Okay, they are there because they are afraid of change. They don't want to lose what they have. Okay, they can see the possibilities that letting go might bring to them. Okay, and it happens everywhere. If you say in the dictatorships in the different countries, you can see they are afraid of change. They want to keep everything the way they are. But we know everything changes. So eventually they have to go. You know, intellectuals, one of the bad thing about intellectuals is they are very sensual. They love sensual enjoyment. Okay? And they go overboard. You know, they have no limit. They just go on and on and on and on. And eventually they destroy themselves. So the money they make, the wealth they make, they spend it for their sensual enjoyments. And also they are overly individualistic. It's good to be individualistic, but you can go overboard. Okay. Everything in balance. Okay. Even in democracy, you choose a president. Even in democracy, there has to be a last word. Somebody has to have the last word. Because if you don't, then you're going to have chaos. Okay, and it's okay to be democratic and bring in all the ideas from the group or from the people who participate in the process. But eventually a decision has to be made what to do with these all ideas. Okay, and sometimes there is no answer to a solution. Okay, but a probability of a good decision to make a decision about the situation. So where are you going to stop? Somehow has to be. So this has to be a democratic process, but still there always have to be a final word from somewhere that is accepted with majority. That's actually the democracy means. Democracy doesn't mean everybody has the ability to make decision, but a decision that satisfies the majority of the in a group. But intellectuals, they love, you know, democratic process, individuality, and they're very essential. The intellectuals and the next step is the business people. How the business people took over. Okay, we know how the intellectuals took over the become dominating class.
The deepers came in, and they were the ones who could get the products. Weren't they the ones to get the wealth and the products in mm-hmm. to the different countries? Okay. And so the intellectuals would barter and discuss with them.
Okay.
And on the level of material money.
Okay.
That's how they came in, because they had the goods that the people could have access to.
You mean the businessmen had the goods?
Yes, they controlled that.
Right,
I guess, and they would let them know.
But how did they get control over them? How did they get the money to control over them?
The beefers want those goods for their sexual.
That's right, exactly. What did we say? We said the intellectual's weaknesses is what? They're very sensual.
Okay, the beefers knew this about the. Oh, wait a minute, the intellectuals were the beefers. I don't know.
Right.
Okay, all right, and so.
Okay, intellectuals, like we said, they were the dominating class, so they had the money, they had all the resources. What did their money with? They spent for sensual things, okay, beautiful house, nicer carriage, very beautiful paintings in their houses. Who was selling this thing to these people? Businessmen. Actually,
okay.
In France, the Louis XVI was owing most of his kingdom to business people. He was the king, but he didn't have any money. He was bankrupt because he had to spend all his money to get beautiful things that he wanted. Okay, and that is how businessmen came over and took over little by little. And now, still are doing it. The advertisement in the television, buy this, buy that, buy who's buying this thing? Intellectuals. Okay, because they want them. Okay. And who's benefiting? The businessman. Who is dominating force in this society? Businessman. Okay? So businessman is the privileged class. Okay. And dominating class. Okay, now, the laborers, okay, I'll give you 5 minutes break. 5 minutes. It's not like last night when I say, come back, everybody comes back right away. But actually, when we started the mission, we had a person by the name Janji. He wanted to get a tape recorder and follow me. And whatever I said, he wanted to tape.
I've had some
And so evolution and reincarnation go hand in hand. So the dinosaur who jumped a little higher, the next lifetime he jumped even higher and higher and higher, and eventually he created a little wing. Next lifetime he created a bigger wing. And the bigger thing eventually became what? Became a bird. So if there is somebody just came from the Tamaguna, probably he become as a Shudra. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually thought something. Like the dinosaur, he was big on the land. Once he got up into the sky, even though he got wings, he became smaller.
And also, do you know why dinosaur was so large? Because they were vegetarian. They need big stomach to hold a lot of vegetable to get enough nutrition in the body. So they had, that's what, if you look at the dinosaur, they have big stomach. They have little head, little hand, and mostly are a stomach. But they need a lot of food in it.
And it makes you wonder if God realized that that's probably not the way,
actually,
so big doesn't help.
Actually, the digestive system of a cow is much longer. Their what's called that
intestine.
Is much longer than tigers and than eat meat animals, because they need longer intestine, so get all the nutrition out of vegetable than the tigers, because there's probably the meat is has more concentrated nutrition, so it doesn't need that long.
That's what it is with us. We have a shorter.
We are in the middle, so.
Oh, okay. Because of evolution, we lengthened our intestines because we started eating meat.
Longer? We lengthened?
They got longer.
It gets shorter.
Here we come. Well, no, that's what I meant. Then you said we were in the middle. What man has a shorter colon because he's not supposed to eat meat.
No.
Right?
No. We can have both, but our teeth are made for vegetable. But we cut the vegetable with the front teeth and chew them with the back teeth, and our elongated teeth are no longer as long as the tiger and things. So that's why it's recommended to be mostly vegetarian. Okay. But eating meat is not absolutely prohibited. But eating too much meat is not good. That's why we have so many diseases, you know, in the people even all those problems because that's too much. Okay, they have to eat more. Now they're coming back. In the new hierarchy they have for food, the vegetable and grains is and the meat and sugar is at the top, very small ones, more representative of the facts. So, Kshatriyas became dominating class to Shudras. What do? They exploited Shudra, didn't they? They said, Shudra, go work, make enough thing, give to the king. King took their children to the army, made its army, waged wars, won more territory, became more prosperous, and brought, but what it brought to them? He brought to them peace. Okay. He brought to them protection. And that's what Shudra wants. Shudra wants to be protected. Shudra wants to be, you know, not to be afraid of the neighbor, okay, of the neighboring tribe, okay. So the king provided that for them, so they also supported the king. So the king became a bigger chief, king, and eventually emperor, okay. But they exploited the workers. Now, when the intellectual people came, what do? We already said, they had all the powers of the king and all the administrative ability, and the king was, you know, depending on them. And also probably they would tell the army what to do and what not to do. They would make the decision for the army. So they exploited whom? Both Kshatriyas and workers. Shudras. And then, of course, they became rich, they became the dominating class, they had the money, they can spend it and get all the goodies they wanted. Who got rich? Vaishyans. Okay, businessmen start getting richer and richer and richer, and eventually, in the Industrial Revolution, they took over the society. Okay. And who did they exploit? Okay, you go to college, you are very intellectual, you graduate from college with a very high degree, where do you go? You have to go for work, you have to do for work. Where do you go to work? You go to the companies. Okay. You are intellectual, but are you exploiting anyone? Yeah. Who did they do? What the army does? Okay. What did we go to the war to Middle East? What did we go? Do we care for Saddam Hussein? What does he do or not do? No. It was what? Oil. Who wants oil? Who needs oil? Now, who did they told them to go there? Army. The Vaishyans. The Kshatriyas. The Kshatriyas had to go there because businessmen wanted them there. Now, the worker. If you are a minimum wage worker, where do you go to work? You go to McDonald's, don't you? Who they are exploiting? All the three classes. What do they become? All of them become what? Workers. Who do we all work for the businessmen, aren't we? They are all being exploited. So the Vaishyans become the dominating class. They exploit the whole three classes. Okay. Now, what happens to these intellectuals? Are they happy with this situation? They're not happy. Are the armies or Vaishyans happy? They're not happy. You know, of course, a lot of them happy because they are patriotic. Okay, they're doing it. But a lot of all of them also realize what they do is not for patriotic thing. It's for business. Okay. So a lot of unsatisfied also. So the dissatisfaction creeps into society. As we said last night, that man was frustrated. He was yelling. Why? And a lot of people were frustrated there. So we have a frustrated society. Okay? And probably people are unhappy. What happens? That frustration increases. Eventually the intellectuals can't take it anymore. The Catrians can't take it anymore. So intellectual create what? The Catrian characteristic. They become courageous. They rebel against the system. Just take the internet or look at the message areas. Okay, that I think. Everybody is complaining and they don't like this, they don't like that. Why? They're all frustrated. Okay. So eventually, the intellectual career Catrian ability, and they help with the other Catrians, and the revolution comes to this, just like what happened in Russia. It became Russian Revolution. Okay. This is what Marx and Engels talk about, that the wealth come, we're going to accumulate to the hand of the few people, and the rest of the society become workers and exploited, and the worker revolution or Bolshevik revolution happens. Okay, but after that, Marx and Engels doesn't explain what happened after that. Okay, he cannot explain because he doesn't know what happens after that. Okay, but we explain what happens after that. Okay, what happened to Russia? The worker revolution came. Who made the worker revolution? Did the workers really revolt, or it was Lenin who brought the revolution to Russia? Who was it? Lenin? Was it Shudra? Was it
intellectual?
Huh?
It was an intellectual.
Intellectual, exactly. Intellectual who also had the Catrian ability. Yeah. He was courageous and leadership, and he went on and said, "No, we can't take it anymore. No, we're going to do something about this." And everybody said, "Yeah, yeah, we have to do something about it." And they started following him. Eventually, of course, there was many. Of course, also in any revolution, there's many attempts will going to take place. Okay, it's not going to the first person who said Duval is going to win. There are many, many, many probably leaders going to emerge eventually. One of them. But we are not. We are against revolution. Revolution, okay? Because revolution usually comes from the bottom of society, okay? And when you come from the bottom of the society, they want to change things faster than society is prepared to accept. Okay, that's what revolutions always short-lived, okay? And they don't succeed very, very strongly. It is evolution, it succeeds. It is slow, just like a pressure cooker, it's a slow cooker. Which food is better? Putting in the fire, the top cooks, but the middle is still raw. Just like a revolution, it's an explosion of a society. Okay, but evolution. That's why we are not revolutionaries. I said many times, we are evolutionaries. This is the time of evolutionary process that we are in. Human consciousness. What am I explaining is the historical events, what has happened. It's not necessarily will happen. Because after the Russian Revolution, Western world realized that they have to spread the wealth to the society. And that is why they devised different methods of doing it. Okay. That's what in the West the wealth is more spread. Of course it's changing now, and more people getting richer and middle class becoming lower class. Okay, but at least in the, after the Russian Revolution, they devised ways to spread the wealth, so it won't happen here. But that's what we're explaining historically. But that's what did happen in Russia, at least. Okay, in Russia, very few people, the czars and his thing, were very wealthy, and the rest were very poor. Or something happened even in Haiti. Okay, the hunter and their businessmen there, they're very rich, and the rest of the people are what? Completely poor. Okay. That's why when the troops went into Haiti, the poor people became delighted because of they came. Yeah. So, the moment the revolution, as we said, Vaishnav become the dominating class, all the other class become workers, and the revolution. The moment revolution happened, who is in charge? Who become dominating class in the moment of revolution? Yeah, why? That's right. Also, there is no police force. Nobody to, just like riots, which happen when the police is not around. So, in that brief moment, the Shudras become dominating class. And what happens after that? Who become dominating class next? What do we need to put the Shudras down, put the riots down? Policemen. So, the Katrin dominations come in. That's exactly what happened to Russia. After Lenin took over, who took over? The army. Okay. The general. And what is happening to Russia now? Who's taking over?
Intellectual.
Exactly. You see? Now they want what? Okay. Before Russia is what?
And it went
back.
Well, eventually you have to break that cycle, though, by...
We will break it. That's why we are here. We break the cycle.
Businessmen are coming into Russia now, though, too, all over the world.
Now, when the intellectual comes in, what do they want? They want a business, they want individuality, they want a better life, they want a... Who's going to benefit from that process? Vaishnavs, businessmen. Who's going to become dominating force? Business, McDonald's and Kentucky. That's very interesting. When I last went to Iran, you know, they had Kentucky Fried Chicken. and in Persian.
Israel, too, they have things like McDonald's.
Yeah. Not in English, but Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yeah, it doesn't say chicken in Persian, and from Kentucky, it said Kentucky Fried Chicken. It was so funny. It was just.
They have McDavid's in Israel.
McDavid's.
But it
looked
like
it. Okay, so you see this is a cycle. Do you see the cycle, how it goes?
Yeah.
Shudras, Katrians, intellectual, mm-hmm. Vaishnavs, Shudra revolution. Katrians, Shudra revolution. That is where the Marx and Engels and the communist ideology fails. Now what? We can see our explanation is correct. After Russia became a Katrian-dominated place for a long time, for 50, 60 years, now we say the intellectual coming in, they want what? Individual freedom, democracy. And right after that, what is getting in? Businessmen and Vaishnavs, and they're going to become dominating force. It is written in there, you see? So I don't have to say who is going to win. I can tell you who is going to win, you know, those people, the communist generals, they're desperately trying to stop something that is unstoppable. Okay. Now in every cycle, there's a period that goes up, goes down, and again start. It's a cycle. If you see cycle in the chart, you that's a kind of a cycle you print. Actually, we're gonna have a. Over there, good. Yeah.
I need this something too.
Good, Kilisha. Very good. You are the only person. That is called. That's got Katrin. quality.
So if we need a police force here, we know we're
good. Right on that. See, from here to here is one cycle. When the circle goes to the, when the circle goes to char, become that way. So, in every phase, okay, for instance, this was Shudra. Okay, they go toward their phase, and then start catching, and then they go toward the way that start. Vipras, and then they go to the and start Vaishyans. And but you see, it is very interesting thing is it goes up, okay? So it's in a every time they go through any phase, there's a progress in every phase. So because the characteristic of the universe is progressive. Okay. It's not regressive. That's why everything progresses to a greater a betterment of for everyone. And how much do we have? 20 minutes? That's not enough. Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay, also in every in each phase. That's okay. Okay, just a little bit of this. Okay. Also in the case of a every period. Every cycle of Shudras, Katrans, Vaishnavas, and Vaishyans, okay, there is each time there is a new period starts, and a new period starts. Okay, new period usually is before it. It's the bottom, the few new people start thinking about new period. That's terrible, we don't want to say it like that. So the new period starts here, also is still going to the bottom. Okay? Just like we are giving these ideas out, but society is still going down the drain, or the whole earth is going down the drain. Okay? So the new period starts, and then there is a progressive time. It progresses and reaches its peak. And after it reaches its peak, it starts declining and stagnation. So every period has five phases. It starts from the new period. It progresses. It reaches the zenith. Usually in the zenith, it's the top. It stays steady for a long time. And then it starts declining. It is in everything. It is in life. It is our living, it's in our in any ideology, it's in any period. That's why circle of life has been accepted with a lot of religions, that life is a circular thing. But the good thing is, at the end of the circle, again, it goes up. Of course, we get old and we die, but we come back. We start the circle again. See, everything is circular in life. Even our social progress. But in every period that we go through that phase, the next period we are what? Progress. We are in a higher level. And then now, if this vicious cycle is there, how can we break it? That was a good question. How can we break this cycle? What does Bhagavad Gita do?
We know what's going on, the whole thing. So they know how to bring the whole thing unification. They know how to bring the thing together because they've been everywhere. They've been all these different ones. And so they know how to bring the whole thing together and how to get them to come along out of that thing all together.
In other words, when one class is dominating, they know how to pull them into the next class domination.
Exactly. So good. Yeah, okay. If we know these cycles exist, and we choose Paravipra to know about this thing, who's Paravipra? He was honest, he was intellectual, he was physically fit, he was all those characteristics. All at the same time, he knows about these cycles. Okay. Now, the Shudras are, it's after the revolution. The Shudras are revolting and looting everything. Who does he call? He calls army, doesn't he? Hey, go get these guys, you know, down and bring the order. But when the order comes, are the intellectuals bad? We shouldn't have intellectuals? What is the contribution of intellectual to the society?
Science, new ideas.
They work in the administrative bodies, they are in the committees, they are the problem solvers. So they're not bad, so we have to use them too. Now, are the Vaishnavas bad? Are the business people bad? No. If we don't have business people, how we can get all the material and labor and the capital together and create usable products? They become bad when they become what? Dominating. They become greedy. Business people were doing fine, you know, they were bringing so much wonderful thing in this country. Now what is happening? They just ram over the neighborhood and you can do nothing about it. Why? Because first, the neighborhood is not organized. Second, they are not in the communist applied, they are not united. The individuals, because that's another thing, the business domination brings greed. Everybody thinks they are businessmen now. Okay. And they want to make money. They want to be, you know, number one. Okay, that doesn't happen. Okay, that's the problem. That's what this disunity. And actually business people work in much better in disunity. Okay, they can't get it the way they want it. Okay. Not nobody stands in front of it. So Catherine's knows. Now, for instance, if we had a Catherine leadership on earth, what they would do? They would ease the way for the next dominating force. Okay. They would sense that the society, the business is no longer is useful as it used to be. It's become a greedy process. Okay. Or in Russia, okay, if there was Catherine, okay, dominated leadership, they would what? They would ease the way for the intellectuals to come. Okay. But at the same time, they would take the bad part of the intellectuals and they would not let, you know, those bad part bring bad effect to the society. That's why we said we need to create this part of Paraviparas. And then, these Paraviparas, they're going to be what? They're going to be the leaders. Okay? And little by little, we're going to have, by understanding this teaching, we not only us, everybody should understand this, that none of these classes should become dominating class. Anytime they become dominating class, actually it's not good for them. Okay? Because anytime they become dominating, they destroy themselves. Okay? What happened to... When the Katyana dominated the Shudras, Adidrat, they brought war, destruction. They weren't democratic. If my neighbor didn't, you know, didn't even look a little different than me, if they put the butter, if you put the butter at the top of the bread and they put it in the bottom, then we would have war. we wouldn't have the intellectual to go and discuss it. So why do you put the butter in the bottom of the instead of the pot? You see, intellectual do that. Intellectual say, let's have a meeting. Okay, let's have a meeting to see which better, putting butter at the top or putting the butter. Okay, they eventually decide, okay, let's open the, you put in the middle, so we don't have to fight. So Catherine were a problem for themselves and eventually destroyed themselves. What the intellectuals do. Okay. Intellectuals, they give away their wealth to be enslaved themselves, and then they blame Vaishnavas for enslaving them. Okay. Why don't you become a spot with your money and don't give it to the people who do enslave you? Be smart with your pockets, where you spend your money. You see, the customer is very powerful. Okay? Where you spend your money, you can support. Okay? If you do not believe in something, don't spend. If you believe that Hollywood is pushing many ideas that you don't like, don't go to the movies. Don't spend your money on them to make them wealthy. Okay? You are a part of the problem by supporting them financially. Put your money where your ideology is. Okay? You are, so that's another smart thing, people have to learn how to, support the things are good and not support which are not good. I know it feels good, but he said this. So what the Christians do is they make this process kind of a dance. Okay? Still, it happens, the cycle, but by. Where is my. Okay, yeah.
I mean, the Caribbean snake is.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. What did I say?
Catrins.
No. Okay, what is the best society? What is the best state of society? When all these classes working in the same, in a balance, don't they? Okay, we have nice business people that are not thinking about nothing but being nice and provide good product for the vipras and catrans and the workers to consume. They're not greedy, they're very good, The only thing they are concerned is, what can I create that is best for society? We have intellectuals that they are working for the betterment of the life of everyone in the community and the earth. The Catrians, that they are there to bring peace, not to enforce anybody's ideology, but to bring peace to everyone, to humanity. And the workers also have their physiological and safety needs taken care of, and they're very, very happy. Happy as a clam. Okay? Then the best way is what? A balanced society. Which really, there is no ups and downs. Okay? It's a line. Okay? But it, of course, not going to happen right now. Because we don't have that balance. Right now, in the past, it's going up and down. But as the Paravipras come, these periods become flatter and flatter and flatter. You see what I mean? So eventually the society become more into the ideal of balance between these classes. So why are we then trying to create Paravipras? Is here, just come and dance a little bit kirtan and meditate and go home and forget about the whole thing? No. We are trying to, as you said, we are trying to create a new civilization. That's incredible. This teaching right now, we reveal to humanity a truth. Okay, that nobody knows out there. They're either capitalist or communist or different ideology. Now we are saying again, just we said the religions are okay, they have their places, we can say to them also your ideology is okay, but it has its own places. Okay? And we resolve and solve this to them. Okay? And also we solve a question that many people ask many times. Okay, what after the Shudra revolution? What happened? A lot of people asking the people in the communist ideology before even this happened to Russian. What after? Okay. There's thesis and antithesis. Okay. And they go against each other. Either that one win or they emerge and become a synthesis. Okay. Then that synthesis should have an antithesis and the what after communist revolution? That's what happened. Nobody could answer. Now, answer is here again. That's what's going to happen. And then exactly that's what happened to Russia. Okay? Again, we are solving humanity's problem one more time. And we're showing that this is, that resolves all those arguments and problems. We don't have any arguments. That's what's happened. And that's how it happens. Okay. Now, after this wonderful society that we're talking about, based on the communist left, like emergence of the paraviparas, creation of the cyclical, social domination, and bringing all these things into a more balanced way to smooth these changes out to the next phase. Here is some guiding lights being given to the leaders in future. The minimum necessity of food, shelter, and clothes should be provided for everyone, while education and medical care should be adequately available. There are two things that should be free to everyone: education and medicine. Everybody should have that. With no condition, no question should be asked why you need they need them. Okay. If somebody wants to be educated and have the ability to go and study and learn, he or she should be provided. Okay. There's two things. Also, minimum food, shelter, and clothing. That means minimum. Okay. So it doesn't encourage people become lazy. Minimum means minimum. You just survive with it. Okay. So it encourages people to get on with contributing into society. Minimum standard of living should be guaranteed for those who participate in activities of society and its prosperity, much higher than the minimum we gave to the people who do not participate in the society. And their minimum of standard of living increases by the prosperity of the society. So they are those who participate, for instance, Shudras, who participate in the society, they should be provided a minimum of standard of living.
Won't they be making money to provide for themselves?
And yeah. But how their money, okay, if there's inflation, 20% of inflation, and it's eating up their money fast, it has to be adjusted so their standard of living is not destroyed. Okay. So a minimum standard of living has to be provided for those who participate in the society. Mental abilities, intellect, is superior to physical ability, labor. And a spiritual understanding is superior to mental. Therefore, the human should be utilized according to their dominating character, with having this hierarchy of character in mind. So if somebody is intellectually superior, should be utilized for more intellectual thing than sending to work. But of course, remember, Paravipra is all of them. He does not mind taking the shovel and digging the ground if it's necessary. Okay. And if, you know, intellectual things necessary, he might even do that. But if one person is intellectually superior, but he's not very spiritual, okay, he or she should be for what, you know, utilized in that level. If it's neither intellectually neither spiritually superior, then he's a shudra. Then also he should be provided the minimum of the standard of living. Of course, the spiritual understanding is superior to intellectual understanding. Okay. So a person who has superior in a spirit, he or she should be provided or utilized in that level, as a teacher, as a, you know, guide, as a whatever, you know. Okay. The utilization of these abilities should be ever progressive toward higher ones. Okay, so eventually we will have very little shudras. We can have a lot of robots doing a lot of work. Okay. So even the shudras, you know, gonna become more and more intellectual. Okay. And intellectual become more and more spiritual. And the spiritual people probably go to heaven, and pure consciousness are not going to be around. Okay. So they have to come out. This is evolutionary process. Accumulation of individual wealth should be directed toward human advancement. When this accumulation starts to become a burden on others and is used for exploitation, the collective body of Paraviprasas has complete power over that wealth to use it in a proper way for further human advancement. So if it reached a point, because as we said, if the wealth in the hand of the few people, what's going to happen? This is going to lead to a revolution. Okay, there's no doubt about it. Okay, no matter. That's right.
It's so happening here in America, isn't it?
It could happen. It could happen here too. If a lot of people become very rich and a lot of people feel
it's
that
happening.
You know, I know it's happening.
More and more people in neighborhoods are getting $200,000, $300,000, $500,000, $500,000, $1 million homes. You see it very much in Florida, the wealth, and you wonder, my gosh, where is this coming from? And it looks like the middle class is being taxed. They'll be taxed a lot more than maybe a poor person, so the middle class is having to be taxed so much.
So the middle class becoming poor.
We're becoming lower of middle class, and the there's more wealth.
So that's exactly, actually, that's going to happen more often, because so far there was a fear of a communist revolution, and because the communist ideology fell, there's not that strain anymore, so it is going to be completely anything for grab. So that ideology is no longer even, you know, considered anymore. So you will see that standard of living is going to be lower. It's more difficult to make it these days. Two people have to work, okay, and still they're not going to make it. And it's going to get worse and worse. Okay. And God said, this is going to get worse. So God is our predictor.
Another thing, what's going to happen when the mothers now don't want their young men going to war, fighting for oil, so the women are not going to let their children become shudras, or kshatriyas, and go to war. So there is something going on here.
It is going to get worse, no doubt about that. It is, but in our system, then it get to this point, the Paravipra can direct wealth back to people. Okay, with this, again, the standard of living goes up, wealth is spread, you know, more equally, and you know, this human mind is, what is it in for me? What is it in for me? Okay. But that is the destruction comes to them. Okay. It's human way thinks upside down. Okay. We are trying to make them side up. Okay. And it's a very hard thing to do. Okay. But as I said, this is the time to understand these points, to understand this thing that your actions affects everyone else. Okay. You can't just say this is for me and the only way out is the communist of light. Okay. It's just interesting how many solutions have been given here in this mission. Okay. One after another. We can this is the solution, the unification, the explanation has been given. Okay. Can it be done with one man, one human mind? Can it come from one little mind of a human? all these solutions. You know, Patrick Vinsky would say, I can't believe one person have all the solution. That's right. No person has all the solution. But God does. And now he prophesied he's going to send this to humanity. Now he has sent it. Look how the solution was given one after another. The explanation. How unification of the religions. Unification of the ideologies. How he explains, you know, the ideology of communism and capitalism. None of them is perfect again. Each of them have flaws. But there is a psychological movement. See, even God created that self-sustaining. As he created the universe self-sustaining, he created our society self-sustaining. Because psychological. And every cycle we go high. That's fine. If nothing happened, you know, nobody listened to us, they're going to go through revolution. They're going to progress, but they're going to go through it bloody. Anyway. So, what was that? All things depend on time, place, and people involved in the situation. So, according to their situation, the decisions can be from ignorance, passion, knowledge. So, all this teaching is still based on the time, place, and people involved. So that's why we said subject approach with the objective adjustment. Okay. We are going toward this. We are going toward the creation of communism of life. Okay. But where are we at in the moment? We adjust ourselves to the situation. We go to that meeting like last night. I'm learning a lot. I'm really learning with, you know, getting involved with these people and seeing these politicians and how do they work and how pushy they are, and you know, and I really felt in just a monkey. But we are not there to support them or get cut with them. This is where we are cut into and what our ideology is. But we are adjust ourselves. We go to their meeting and let them, you know, use us. That's what they think, they use us. You know, we brought the people for them so they have the opportunity to push their, you know, political, you know, thing. Okay. But at the same time, we are learning, you know, the thing, you know, happening there. Okay. We make mistakes, but we don't make mistakes twice. That's different. So that is how the kingdom of heaven on earth is going to come. And one more thing we're going to find about Zion and Mount Zion. What's Mount Zion? The hierarchy, doesn't it? Doesn't it talk again about Zion, mountain again? See, God is using, you see, the human hierarchy is what? It's two-dimensional, isn't it? President, vice president, what our hierarchy is not two-dimensional, it's the three-dimensional. Okay? There's God at the top, and the eldest, and the elders, and then administrative, judiciary, elders, and legislative bodies. So it says four corner. Okay, it says three dimensional. It's like more look like a mountain, doesn't it? Okay. So that is Mount Zion. And what is Zion? The triangle downward, isn't it? Well, what's that? That's justice. Spirit of God. Do we have this in our systems on earth? We put God out of our system, don't we? Do we put God out of our system? Who's a part of it? It's connected to God. If the leaders of a society are not connected to God, what happens to that society? It falls apart. Exactly. Now, how many different kingdoms do we have? Three kingdoms. What are they?
Kingdom of heaven, and kingdom of heaven.
Who is the king of all of these three? God is the only true king of all these three kingdoms. Good night.
so long.
See you next week.